Introduction. ATP 4-11, Army Motor Transport Operations, is the Army's doctrine for the use of motor transport in support of unified land operations. The doctrine in ATP 4-11 is nested with FM-30 Operations and FM-40 Sustainment Operations. The four functions of Army transportation are movement control, intermodal operations, mode operations, and theater distribution. Army transportation uses various surface and air modes, for example, truck, lighterage, railcar, and aircraft, to transport units, personnel, equipment, and various classes of supply to support unified land operations. The focus of ATP 4-11 is to discuss motor transport operations. Motor transport is the most flexible of all the surface and air modes of transport. Motor transport operations are broad in scope and are conducted both inter-theater and intra-theater, from the Strategic Support Area in the continental United States, CONUS, to the front line of troops in a theater. Motor transport fulfills movement requirements for activities that include tactical mobility, sustainment mobility, personnel replacements, and casualty evacuation. It serves as the link between the other modes in support of large-scale combat operations as far forward as possible, enabling operational reach, freedom of action, and endurance. For detailed information on the other surface and air modes of transport, see ADP 4-0 Sustainment, ATP 4-0.1 Theater Distribution, ATP 4-12 Army Container Operations, ATP 4-13 Army Expeditionary Intermodal Operations, ATP 4-14 Expeditionary Railway Centers Operations, ATP 4-15, Army Watercraft Operations, and ATP 4-16, Movement Control. ATP 4-11 contains three chapters and 14 appendices. Chapter 1 discusses the fundamentals of motor transport operations. It provides the audience an overview of motor transport, the operational environment in which Army motor transport operations could occur, and the principles and tenets that guide Army motor transportation operations. It also discusses motor transport in support of unified land operations. Chapter 2 discusses the mission, composition, and description of truck companies at echelons above and below the brigade combat team level. Finally, this chapter provides information on the roles and responsibilities of personnel assigned to motor transport units. Chapter 3 discusses motor transport planning and operations. It discusses command roles in transportation asset allocation, tactical operations that affect motor transport planning consideration, planning for motor truck transportation, motor truck in support of distribution operations, methods of distribution operations, accountability of transportation assets, and maintenance services as these relate to Army motor transport operations. Appendix A describes select Army sustainment organizations and the relationships with transportation units. Appendix B describes procedures for organization and operation of a truck company area. Appendix C provides procedures and responsibilities for leadership to supervise preventive maintenance. Appendix D provides procedures for operators and leaders to use to evaluate road networks. Appendix E describes road movement planning, planning factors, and roles and responsibilities for commanders and special staffs. Appendix F provides roles and responsibilities for unit training on vehicle loads and cargo loading. Appendix G provides procedures for manual reports and control of motor transport equipment. Appendix H describes procedures on convoy control and convoy operations. Appendix I describes procedures for CONUS convoy military operations. Appendix J describes the automation information systems used to provide asset visibility. Appendix K provides vehicle weight scales for moving truck convoys over CONUS public highways. Appendix L provides actions and procedures to a transportation company for survivability in large-scale combat operations. Appendix M provides a conversion table for calculation of liquid and weight conversion of United States units to metric units and vice versa. Appendix N provides a brief overview on the use of semi-autonomous vehicle technology such as leader-follower.